What You Need to Know is presented by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times. It's less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. You know what you need to know? Today has been one of the craziest freaking days ever.
Oh, you don't even know.
No, you don't.
You don't even know, because inside this studio, we have some housekeeping to take care of right now.
Do you read? Hold on. Oh, he did?
Yeah.
You're laughing too hard. He did the read.
It's time for What You Need to Know. I've already told everybody about Morongo Casino. People realize how close it is. And Laura, I have no idea why you're losing your you-know-what, but I can't wait to hear.
Okay, so I had a whole story prepped here, but you know what? We're in the studio, and I love having people in the studio because it's been me for like a year and a half by myself, okay? And I like the studio cold.
Cold.
Because you can always throw on a sweater. Or something, whatever. I like it cold. I don't like it hot. When it's hot, I kind of go to sleep. So Clint's like, we're not touching the thermostat. I'm like, look, bro.
That's what I said early, because it was a nice temperature in the studio.
It was hot.
No, let me explain.
It was hot.
It was a nice temperature in the studio. As somebody that comes from cold television studios, I like it when I'm sitting for a long time in a medium level temperature studio.
Greg, back me up here.
I'm with Laura here.
Thank
Look,
you.
We need it cold in here for that board.
I know.
And it gets really, really
hot,
man.
I get that. There's a balance issue.
Yes.
But the bottom line is that inside of the on-air portion of this studio, it is frigid as far as I'm concerned.
So you want us all to just die of heat?
No.
Back
we got to figure something
right,
else out.
So
my point is,
really?
Is that here's what happened. It was a good temperature.
Here.
And I made a positive declaration. I said, we're not changing this. And then George, of all people.
Briones,
changes the daggone thing. He goes, it's hot in this room, and then leaves. I'm like, you're not even in here.
Because that connects to our
I know, room. But here's the point. That why
Television's
Laura's laughing
Clinton
so
Yanks
hard.
Is more important than what's
no,
going on
no,
back
no, no,
here.
No, no, no. Here's
that
why Laura's
exactly
laughing so hard.
Saying.
Is that she got up 4 minutes ago and went and put on a hoodie.
It's not
it was
a hoodie.
Too cold.
It's not
I'm
a
like,
hoodie.
What are we doing here? I just got through telling y'all it was too cold in here. Nah, we gotta have the AC on. But nah, they're putting on hoodies. I'm over here in shorts freezing my junk off.
I'm sweating
this
back
is
here.
Not,
it's hot.
This is ridiculous.
Greg, is this a hoodie? It's
that
this
is
a hoodie.
Not a hoodie. That's
Thank
just
you.
A jacket.
I mean, it's like still a little jacket.
It is, whatever.
It is still a jacket.
Outerwear is what it is.
It is still a
I've
jacket.
I've said my piece. I've spoken.
So that's what you need to know. We're yes. having beef in the studio.
Good Lord.
Let me ask everybody a question. Did you decide to lower the thermostat because Clinton made his declaration like,
No.
That's irrespective. That's irrespective to me. But when you're in here, when you're just like, if there's three people in here normally and you're all moving about, the body temperature, you know, keeps it warm enough and so it can balance. Back there, I get it. It gets hot. You got buttons to press. You don't want to fall asleep. But I'm in here trying to entertain. Cutting glass, not my ideal situation. You know what I'm saying? We're fine now. I could not believe that after lecturing me about the heat level, she got up and put on more clothes. That was a blow. That was a blow. We're fine, but I just needed to say that.
All right, good. Feel better?
Yeah, I feel great. Nice and chilly, you know? We're
All
good.
Right, oh my.
Uh-oh.
Oh my
what do we got?
Goodness. Breaking news. Breaking news is being powered by Valvoline Instant Oil Change, home of the 15-minute drive-through oil change. Visit SoCalOilChange.com for locations and coupons. For breaking news, we go to the Satellite News Center. That is where reporter Greg Bergman has been monitoring the situation all afternoon. Greg, what's the latest?
From Jeff Passan of ESPN, breaking. The Dodgers are finalizing a deal to acquire star right-hander Max Scherzer and star shortstop Trey Turner from the Washington Nationals for a massive prospect haul. Sources tell ESPN the blockbuster of blockbusters is going to happen.
So we've upgraded from prospect laden to a massive prospect haul, and we've also gone from our reaching a deal to our finalizing a deal.
It's
so we're at third
happen.
Base here with a 3-2 count. Runs are ready to score, for lack of a better term, in this analogy, Cap.
I would think that the Nationals looked at the Dodgers and said, okay, what team can afford to take on Scherzer, not the last year that he's in of his contract, but the next 5 years or whatever it is? You know, we've all talked this week about he's got this Bobby Bonilla clause where he's going to get paid $15 million a year for 5 years. I want to say it's between like 2024 and 2029, something like that. Don't quote me on the exact years, but what team could take that on? So if you're the Nationals, You said it earlier, Clinton. This may not be such a tragedy to give up superstars because what you're doing is you're rating the best talent, theoretically, that the Dodgers have in their farm system. And so many people talk about Andrew Friedman and developing through the farm system. Well, if you're in this race right now against San Francisco and with San Diego nipping at your heels, you want to do something to change the balance of power. We talked earlier, if Scherzer went to San Diego, would it change the balance of power? This move, when it gets done, in theory, will completely change the balance of power, at least for this season thus far.
Yeah, and look, again, I think there's one of, people like to look at all transactions as if there's like mass scale winners and losers and everything is rating and taking. Like, no. The Nationals looked at the Dodgers and said, well, that's a franchise that's got tremendous youth talent. They develop well. If we're going to probably figure this out, let's talk to Max, who's got the 10-5 situation, so he can figure out where he wants to go. Good team, good farm system. All right, Max, run along and bring home the roost. I think this is just, I mean, this is just good business sense from both teams from a competitive standpoint. You probably don't necessarily want to lose Trey Turner, but in my opinion, Trey Turner was the most tradable guy on the team. You know, so this makes sense for both sides, and I like deals like that, you know?
Well, and I also think that the brilliance of the move, besides keeping Scherzer away from the Padres or the Giants, the brilliance of the move, in my opinion, is that Trey Turner likely becomes your shortstop of the future, whereas Corey Seager, who will go into free agency, who they didn't know for sure that they were going to be able to sign or that they wanted to put that kind of money into him. He's been hurt this year. There's been talk about him wanting to go back to the East Coast, which is where he's from. To me, you've been able to solve two huge problems in one transaction.
Some of us believe that Trey Turner is the shortstop of the now. Don't tell Greg Bergman.
Well, Greg, what do you think about what happened? I mean, if Seager comes back and he's healthy, I mean, what do you do then?
I honestly leave Corey Seager at shortstop. He's especially since he is a free agent next year. So if you're thinking about trying to bring him back, yeah, I would. You need to keep him at that spot because of who he is. He was the MVP of the World Series last year. We need to keep him where he is. I love Trey Turner, but he's coming into a situation where there's already a shortstop. Look, Manny Machado was the same way when he got here.
That's a little different, but okay.
But no, you had to play him at third base down in San Diego, right, Cap? You already have Fernando Tatis there. You have guys in positions already. You're not moving the World Series MVP over to second base because Trey Turner is coming in.
Well, maybe we think long-term here. Maybe it's not about Corey Seager moving out. Maybe it's about Justin Turner's time.
No,
at third base.
Justin Turner's been having one of the best years of his career.
No, I got that. Yeah. But I'm just talking about the future. I'm not talking about
the future.
Year.
Turner
sure.
versus Turner, left side of the infield. Oh,
that?
The marketing possibilities.
How about the Turner to Turner turning double plays?
Oh, look at that. Hit the ding. This is perfect. What a day. We even got Greg freestyling zingers. Trey Turner by the by. Top 10 in the league in total bases. You know, like... You might want to give him what he wants if he wants to play shortstop, Greg. That's not out of the question.
Well, maybe for next year. Like, Cap, you've been saying it before. If Seager doesn't come back next year, you have Turner next year under arbitration rules. So he's going to be there. And if you can't make a deal with Corey Seager and he ends up going somewhere else, Trey Turner slides right over into that shortstop spot.
Okay.
You know how many guys, by the way, and I say guys, you mean just people.
I want Seager, by the way.
Just to be clear.
You know how many people, though? Like, I mean, Ken Rosenthal. You know, here he is, he's Mr. Baseball guy, Mr. Baseball breaking news, and he had this whole Scherzer thing earlier in the day done to San Diego, and Passan comes flying back in the media wars of breaking news and you know, breaks this whole Scherzer story. What a day if you're a Laker fan, what a day if you're a Dodger fan, and if you want to get on the air, 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. Clinton, you want to go back to the phones?
Yes, let's go back to the phones. I want to know what people think just more generally, but I want to know whether or not people are more excited at this on this day, 6:08 p.m. in Los Angeles. Are you more excited about the Dodgers or the Lakers because of these offseason, transaction moves?
Before you go to the calls, real fast, John Heyman just said Corey Seager is expected back with the Dodgers tomorrow.
No!
He will be returning to a better team. Trey Turner will play second base for the Dodgers.
Oh, I think they should fight it out like Sedano and Cap in the parking lot.
That would be amazing.
Come on.
All right, here's Mike in Cerritos. Hey, Mike, you got the SLK on 710 ESPN on an incredible sports day in Southern California and specifically in Los Angeles. Mike, talk to us.
Hey, what's up, fellas? I hate to be a, you know, I hate to rain on the Lakers Nation parade, but I think we got the wrong wizard. We should have got Bradley Beal. I like Westbrook as a player, but I just think that he makes bad decisions and he takes ill-advised shots sometimes or a lot of times. I think Bradley Beal would be a better fit for us, and he's more of a shooter than Westbrook.
I don't disagree with that. I mean, like, again, I think the Russ deal is a good deal because I think Russ can work. That does not mean that – and I'm not jumping on you here on this call. I think you're making a good point, and I appreciate that. It works because I think it can work. It's not that I think it's the best move even within the possibilities of moves or that I think it's the best move ever. I just feel like for what Westbrook wants to do and can bring to a table, there is something to do. This is not a mistake, even if it is not – sort of the A1 best possible option for the Lakers, if that makes sense, Cap.
Makes sense. I think a lot of people today who've been calling in are really excited because people love when a hometown kid comes home.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, everybody knows the credentials and the triple doubles and the MVP and everything that Westbrook has been able to accomplish in his career. And everybody knows what happened to the Lakers this past year. And everybody also knows what Brooklyn has built. And so I just think that there's an excitement around the Lakers on a day where it's the NBA draft, which, by the way, you know, I did all this homework on the NBA draft. It's all out the window, man. It's all just, I'm barely even watching it anymore. They've gotten to the point now where it's like pick, I don't know. I don't even know what number pick it is. Now
11.
We're talking about guys I don't even know at this
Charlotte,
point anymore.
Charlotte's picking at 11. Sidebar, how do we feel about Turner to Turner on the corners, Greg?
Look, wherever he is,
can Justin Turner play first base well enough for you to think that that can work?
No, I think Muncy's not going anywhere. Muncy's going to be your first baseman always. So especially, I mean, Muncy's playing a little bit of second base right now, but with Turner there, you're not. I just want to know what's going to go on with Gavin Lux. Like, if you have...
Gavin Lux better be playing for the Washington Nationals in a month. Like, what are we talking about here?
According to the deal,
he better be in that deal.
It says Josiah Gray, Kieber Ruiz, and two lesser prospects.
If they trade them for zero big leaguers, that would be nuts to me.
I mean, Gavin Lux, maybe you move him on another deal. Look, that's the other thing about this, Cap, is that this is not done. The trade deadline ends tomorrow.
Yeah.
This is not done. There's still guys for Andrew Friedman to go after. Craig Kimbrell, could you bring him into the bullpen? Is there other bullpen pieces that are going to be going around? Maybe some other bigger names? Jose Berrios still hasn't gone anywhere. I mean,
oh, yeah.
There's still a lot of trade deadline left in baseball, Cap.
And didn't the Dodgers make a trade earlier today with Kansas City?
They did.
For a reliever named Danny Duffy?
Well, yeah, Duffy's off the shelf right now. Go ahead, Dre.
No, you're right. He is on the shelf right now. He is a starter by trade, but he is going to move into the bullpen when he is available.
Yeah, but Danny Duffy was probably like, dude, this is kind of cool. I'm going to go to the Dodgers. I'll get a little bit of press. Then he realizes that Russell Westbrook gets traded and Max Scherzer and Trey Turner get traded all on the same day, and everybody's like, who's Danny Duffy? Who's he play for?
Exactly.
All right, coming up, we'll get right back to your calls. 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. Clinton asked the question, are you more excited about the Lakers transaction today or what the Dodgers are doing today? Or if you just want to call because you want to celebrate what kind of a day it is in sports in LA, go for it.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
SLK on 710 ESPN on one of the most incredible sports days in Los Angeles. What a day to be on the radio. What a day to be stuck in your car tuning in. What an amazing day to be a caller and get some airtime. Clinton Yates. Oh, you didn't have to turn that jam down, Laura. That was good. That was sounding really. Oh, there you go. So you can't see me right now, Clinton.
No,
I got
thank
moves.
God.
No.
There is a God. You know.
If you saw me, if we were at Rams training camp like we were yesterday and we were playing this music, you get to see some different moves that I have.
I didn't see you doing anything. The music was plenty loud, Cap. There we had the stream. I was getting my groove on. I was even stretching.
You did stretch. At
by
one
the way,
point.
I clipped that off and I put it on the internet. And like a lot of people thought that was funny. That was a great bit of comic timing from you, Cap, because I literally had no idea those people were behind me. And I was showing them my whole behind. Literally, not figuratively. Literally.
It was so funny.
It was great. Anyway, quickly, I want to get back to something real quick. I want to say this because you mentioned earlier about how D.C., it might be a down day, this, that, and the third. And for those of you who don't know, I'm from D.C. I was there when they beat the Dodgers to go on to win the World Series, and I was with Greg Bergman that day. It was a very fun day. It was the first time we met, actually. Anyway, here's the deal. This deal, and both of these deals, for the Wizards and the Nationals, I think are reasonably good business sense for both of those franchises. And I'm highlighting that to say this. Max Scherzer was a really liked guy in D.C., and that's not changing. I don't think any of these feelings are hard, and here's what a statement he made today. Quote, "This is where my family started. I came here without kids. Now I've got three kids. It's been a very fun experience for me being in D.C. What can you say about the fans? That's where that championship will always mean something to all of us." I'm not going to lie, Cap. That got me. When it read it earlier in the day, I was a little choked up after that because that's really the truth. Max signed that huge deal, best free agent, big-time player signing, possibly in sports history, definitely in baseball history, and he gave it everything he had. You know, to be able to send him to a franchise that's probably going to be a winner just in terms of who they are and get back a haul, that's a win-win for everybody, Scott.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, Scherzer's in the last year of his deal. They owe him a ton of money thereafter. Why not try and find a team that needs him, is willing to go for it right now, and I can't wait to see what the details ultimately are, because it could be that the Dodgers not only return a whole bunch of up-and-coming prospects, like the top guys from, you know, their minor league system, but if the Dodgers wind up taking on a chunk of that change beyond just this year, that will be very interesting, like how the Nationals may have maneuvered to not only bring back a lot of young up-and-coming talent, but to also move a lot of money off their books. I can't wait to see how this deal ultimately goes down. And hey, Clinton, real quick, before we get to the phones,
yeah,
this is a poll that I found on DodgerBlue.com. They asked this question, this is a couple days ago, should the Dodgers trade Keibert Ruiz for Max Scherzer? 37% said yes, 40% said no, and 22% said trade him, but not for a rental. So that seems to be, there seems to be a lot of Dodger fans, at least on DodgerBlue.com, that did not necessarily think this was the greatest thing to do, to give up such a young up-and-coming star prospect for a guy who's considered a rental just for the last half of the season.
Yeah, well, that guy started the All-Star game, so none of those other guys did. Poll currently on ESPN Los Angeles, though. Which D.C. to L.A. move are you most excited about, Cap?
I got to say that just looking at it from my perspective, I got to think that the Dodger move is way more exciting than the Laker move. And it's probably just because of where we are, given that the Dodgers had just lost 2 out of 3 and 5 out of 7 to the first place Giants. I would say that this Dodger move is a bigger move right now than the Laker move is.
Let's go to the phones. 877-710-3776. What do you think? Bigger move? Westbrook to the Lakers or Scherzer and Turner to the Dodgers? What do we got, right, Scott?
Here we go. Christopher in West Covina, you're on SLK. What's happening?
What's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call. Lifelong Laker fan, lifelong Dodger fan, but this trade has to be better for the Dodgers, man. Laker fans were spoiled. I've seen 6 championships myself, but, I mean, Andrew Friedman strikes again, man. He's a last-minute dude, moves in silence, and you got to love it.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Right,
Christopher, that's what I was saying.
Dodgers, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, Clinton. You know, it's a great day to be on the air. It's a great day to be a caller and just share your excitement. Here's Steven in Rancho Palos Verdes. Hey, Steven, you're on SLK on 710 ESPN. What do you say, man?
Hey, guys, thanks a lot. You know what? I love both teams. Ain't no lie, I grew up out here. I tell you, I love both teams, and it's a great move for both of them. Honestly, I feel they're both going to win their championships. But the good thing about the Lakers, I think, Westbrook is going to be everything that people have wanted him to be with LeBron James and AD right there to work with him, because he don't feel like he's the biggest thing on the team anymore. They are, and he will work with them, and I think that they'll accomplish their goal. I also think the Dodgers are going to accomplish their goal as well. So it's hard to say. I'm tired. I'm sorry. I'm tired on this one. So I'm excited. I'm excited. Thank you very much.
No, man, yeah. I appreciate the phone call. And I think that point is an excellent one. Again, we've reviewed what we've said, but like,
if Russell Westbrook doesn't have to do everything, maybe Russell Westbrook becomes a much better player just in terms of his efficiency. That's entirely within the reasonable stretch for me. You know what I mean? Like, if you're not playing on the Wizards, carrying them, well, then maybe you can utilize your skill set a little better and all that stuff that kind of clogged up the lane and kind of the inefficiency and the all that. Maybe that the best case scenario for it to go away is when you go to a team with two top five players on it.
Yeah, I listen, I'll tell you guys, and I said this earlier in the show, I'm not 100% convinced yet. In other words, when you're an MVP, when you are known as Mr. Triple-Double, when you're already an established superstar, coming home sounds great, but coming home to be a three, coming home to be a role player, I still question whether or not he can, and we obviously won't know the answer to that for a long time. I always said I really loved what Dwight Howard did. His second iteration as a Laker, he was more of a team player, and that's my question about Russell Westbrook. Can he, will he be a team role guy? That's my question about Russell Westbrook coming to this team.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a given. I mean, I really do. Like, I get what you're saying, but I'm not applying that sort of generalized skepticism when we know full well who Russell Westbrook is. He's a guy that goes hard for his teammates. I don't see this being any different.
No, I'm just a natural-born skeptic and critic. I can't help myself, Clinton Yates. Let's go to the phones. King in L.A. What's up, my king? How you doing?
I'm doing well, man. Hey, Brody's home, man.
Brody.
I know Russ is very polarizing as a player, but look, man, when you got a chance to come at the crib and play home, it's just a different feel. Showtime is back with Russ, man. He's going to bring a different type of energy and a new excitement in that arena, man, and on that team. And I just see him fitting in perfectly alongside AD, man. It's a perfect match.
Yeah, all right. Tell me, man. Brody at the crib. That might be the name of the new pregame show, Brody at the Crib. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, here's Jason and Downey. Hey, Jay, you're on SLK on 710 ESPN. What's happening, dude?
Dude.
Yo.
What's going on, my dude? So, Clint asking me that question is like asking me which is my favorite kid. But I got to say, man, I'm a little bit more excited about this Dodger trade right now. Luke.
Speaking of kids.
You know,
yeah, really. I got to deal with my children. Hold on a second. Hold on. I'll get back to you guys in a second.
All right,
I'm dealing with my kids.
Thanks for the phone call.
Keep
all right.
going, Jay.
What are we doing here?
What do you say, Jay?
That's all right, it. Jay's
He's gone.
Gone. He's Daddy,
gone.
Daddy daycare took over.
Right, right. He's like, shh, I'm on the radio. Shh, shh, shh.
Who we got next?
All right, here is Lewis checking in from Oregon on the SLK on 710 ESPN. What do you say, sweet Lou?
Hey, man. Thanks for taking my call. You know, about your question, I think right now where we at, where the Dodgers are at, in the midst of a tight division race, I think we're excited for Scherzer and Turner coming in. You know, we're going to wait and see what Westbrook's going to do later on when the season starts. You know, then when that comes up, we're going to be excited about that. But I have a question. You know, now that Scherzer's coming in, do you feel like Trevor Bauer has seen his last days in L.A.?
You know, I'll jump on that one, Clinton. I do. I actually think that the Dodgers, who have been quiet because the Bauer story has kind of gone behind the curtain, if you will, and there's, you know, more extensions and dealing with his issues, I actually think that the Dodgers will get Scherzer, and then I think they might just cut ties and say, you know what, we're not even going to deal with this. It's not our problem anymore. I don't know how you feel about it, Clinton. I know you don't want to give a whole lot of oxygen to it, but
correct.
I actually
he's
think
on
this
my
is when,
oxygen list, and yeah. I'm ready to move on.
Yeah, I think this is when the Dodgers will cut ties. I really do. All right, stick around, everybody. Yes, all this excitement and a great day to be a caller on 710. Great day to get on the air. We're coming back to your calls and a shortened version of Big Deal or No Deal that's coming up next on 710 ESPN.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey, it's Big Deal or No Deal. Producer Greg will take it away in a matter of moments. But speaking of big deals, it's a big deal that you call the right attorney when you're injured in an accident. Call our friends at Sam and Ash Law. You can reach them at 1-800-304-2000. That's 1-800-304-2000 because you deserve what's right. We are coming back to your phone calls on one of the most amazing days of the year in LA sports. Russell Westbrook is traded to the Lakers. Max Scherzer and Trey Turner are on the verge of finalizing a deal to be traded to the Dodgers. Clinton Yates is here in for the S and the L. Clinton, I just still can't believe this day that we've had. And I know all the callers out there still want to get on the air. 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. Big deal or no deal is coming up. Now, Laura, I'm still in my home studio.
Yes, sir.
You guys are all in the downtown ESPN LA studios.
Yes.
I can't see what's going on. I don't hear Bergman. I don't hear Yates. What's happening?
I mean, they're both here, so you know.
I'm right here. Yeah.
We're just hanging out.
We're just hanging out.
Okay, just want to make sure we had you guys.
I'm just going to say that the girl in the room handled the wings better than the men.
Okay,
I'm gonna leave it at that. I'm just gonna say it.
Wow. Okay, that's what we're doing. That's what we're doing.
I'm still eating my chicken wing right here. Okay.
Yes. She's not wrong by any means.
I'm still eating my lemon pepper wing.
Greg, I
big
mean,
deal
you
or no
usually
deal,
have
Laura.
Big deal or no deal.
Oh, wait a second. You usually have stomach problems after you eat red meat after 7 p.m. Now you're having stomach problems by eating chicken wings before 7 p.m.?
I mean, it wasn't just
PM?
Me this time, so at least that's a good thing.
Yeah, so we know that maybe, who knows who was listening to this show who delivered those wings, knowing full well who they were going to. Our enemies lie like among us.
This
apparently.
Is like our Michael Jordan pizza, right?
Yeah, exactly.
No, you know?
Let me tell you what got you guys.
Oh, she's still eating wings right now from B-Dubs.
Dude,
they were delicious.
Let me tell you, those garlic parmesans are what got you, man. I'm telling you right now.
No, they're great. All of it was really, really good. All right, so you want to do a couple big deal or no deal and then get back to all this stuff?
Let's do it.
All right. Clinton, let's start with you. If you've ever attended a UCLA football game at the Rose Bowl, you know that it's been missing a key element to it, alcohol. Alcohol has not been allowed at the Rose Bowl unless it was a bowl game forever. But that's all coming to an end. Starting with the home opener on August 27th, beer and wine will now be sold at games. Is this a big deal or no deal?
This is a big deal. And if I have this correct, can you call up the UCLA football schedule?
Yes.
Who do they have their first weekend? And can you tell me
Hawaii.
Who they have? Sorry?
Hawaii is the first
weekend. And who do they have their second weekend, sir?
Give me 2 seconds.
While we wait, I'll tell you that this is very important to this equation.
Ooh, LSU.
Bingo bango.
At home. Right?
That's where it matters. You like that cap? You like the local know-how chalk talk of the Bruins football schedule? That
very
booze
impressive.
Is going to matter when them Tigers show up, and it is going to be a whole thing. That might not be a home field advantage for UCLA anymore.
You know, it's really funny you say that. I agree it's a big deal. I think that, look, you got to try and attract people that are not just students or alums of UCLA. The Rose Bowl is a very big stadium. It's hard to create a real college football feel and sound and smell. You know, it's hard to create great tailgating and just a terrific environment when the team's not been very good. So by not selling alcohol, listen, I'm just telling you, it's a sporting event, okay? And I get it. All the homeowners in Pasadena don't need a bunch of drunks driving out of there. I totally understand that part of it. But you cut it off early enough, you'll get a lot more fans because you can sell booze, beer, and wine. Big deal for UCLA football.
Next, please, Laura. All right, Cap, we got some celestial news. Saturn will light up the night on August 2nd. The ring planet will be in alignment with Earth and the Sun in a celestial event known as the moment Saturn is in opposition and will be at its closest distance to Earth with its face fully illuminated by the Sun. This is the brightest it'll be all year and visible throughout the night. Is this a big deal or no deal?
It's no deal, and I'm only going to say it's no deal for this reason. Right now, when you tell me, is there a date when this happens, like an actual calendar date?
I'm sorry, it's August 2nd.
August 2nd, thank you. So between now and August 2nd, which is Monday, right now this sounds awesome. I'm like going to make my plans. I'm going to go out and look at it. I'm going to try and find a telescope, maybe get some binoculars. I mean, I really want to see it. I want to see the rings of Saturn. But what's going to happen is Monday's going to come. I'm going to get distracted. I'm going to forget about it. And then Tuesday, people will be talking about it and I will have forgotten about it. So for me, it's a no deal.
This is a big deal. And please lay out while I say this. If only because if we get to see Saturn, it means we might get to see Uranus.
Yeah! Woo!
That's why you were laughing. He took off his headset. He walked away. He said, that's it, I'm done. He dropped it.
Mic drop.
He dropped the mic.
Drop that mic. Clinton figured out a way to say Uranus.
It had to be done. It's nice never job. Not funny. Oh, sorry. I don't even know what the question was. I was not listening to Cap one word he said. I was just waiting till it was my turn.
Love it.
Man. What a day.
All right, big deal or no deal. What's next?
All right, Clinton, we got some Bennifer news, too. You ready for some Bennifer news?
Oh, yes.
All right, the Benaissance is obviously still in full effect.
Big time. Nice.
Apparently, Ben and Jen, before getting back together officially, went to both Jennifer Garner and Mark Anthony, who they have kids with, to get their approval.
Wow.
And they both gave their approval.
Wow.
Is getting the approval of your exes when kids are involved a big deal or no deal?
Huge deal. Okay, my parents are divorced. This is like half of my origin story. Getting approval from your parents or your kids. I mean, I'm impressed by that on a level that I did not know I was capable of being impressed on. That shows me it's as real as anything. You want to have pictures on the boat touching behinds and stuff. That's one thing. But if you're coming back to your exes in which there are kids involved and saying, hey, look, we need to have you all's blessing to make this work. That's as real as it gets. Oh, that's a bummer for A-Rod, bro. This is not ending. Dagger. Big deal.
I also am going to say big deal because I'm with you, Clinton, having been divorced, and I obviously have told you I have four kids.
Right.
I don't have good communication going with the ex. So it's not like I can say to her, hey, you know, I want your blessing for me and my new girlfriend, Rachel. It's been 2 years, but I mean new. And the reason is because it's like my girlfriend's going to be around my children, you know, and I want my ex to feel comfortable about that. So I think that these two going to those two saying, do you guys bless this relationship? I think is very nice. The one thing, though, is that if either party would have gone, no, uh-uh, no, I'm not. I think they would have said, well, we don't really care what you guys think. They went there hoping and expecting that everybody would say, oh, thanks for even asking. So I'll go big deal here. I like it.
Yeah, this is great.
All right, last one, Laura. All right, Cap, in a tweet from Bob Nightingale, he said, the National Baseball Hall of Fame Board of Directors, which just elected Craig Biggio, Tom Glavine, and Ken Griffey Jr. to their board, unanimously denied Curt Schilling's request to be taken off the BBWAA Hall of Fame ballot. He's eligible for the final time in 2022. Is this a big deal or no deal?
It's really no deal for me. I'm not a Curt Schilling fan at all.
Me neither.
And I think him saying, I want to get off the ballot is his way of saying, I don't want anybody to vote because I know I'm not getting in. And so I'd rather be in control and not let you not vote me in rather than not be voted in. I mean, I think Curt Schilling wants to be in control. And I think that them saying, no, you're not going to be, you're here. And whether you make it or you don't, that's based on voting. But for me, this is no deal. I'm not a Schilling fan at all.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to self-join the oxygen list, Curt Schilling, that's fine by me. I had you on that list anyway. I mean, come on. You know, not a big fan of this guy. Don't really even care about the Baseball Hall of Fame in that particular regard that much. I mean, I care about the Baseball Hall of Fame for the guys who care about it. You know what I'm saying? But, like, it's not something that moves my needle, even as a huge baseball fan. Cooperstown is a random town in New York. But, yeah, oxygen list guy who has put himself on it. Yeah.
You know what's funny about the Baseball Hall of Fame? Last year, they're like, hey, let's introduce our new class. Here they are. Nobody.
Yeah, that was not
great. I mean, dude, what? You nobody? Really?
Yeah. So, well, you know.
Well, I mean, that's a different thing. I don't want to get into this too much, but you don't need to have people go into the Hall of Fame if no one deserves to go into the Hall of Fame that year.
The Hall of Fame is a whole other thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, the guys who vote on the people who go into the Hall of Fame are representative of the people who are Hall of Fame. They're not the representative of the people who cover this game more largely, and certainly not representative of the people who have impacted this country through baseball writ large. That's all I'm saying.
It just cracks me up. It's like, hey, every year we've got this Hall of Fame induction. It happens in this town, and everybody shows up, and then all of a sudden it's all canceled. How come? COVID? No, it's not COVID. It's just because we just didn't put anybody in the Hall of Fame this year. Well, what about the hotels and the rental cars and the restaurants? No, we don't care. We're just not putting anybody in the Hall of Fame. I thought it was hilarious. All right, let's do this, Clinton.
Yep.
Let's come back and let's finish off what has been an amazing day. The Russell Westbrook trade to the Lakers, the Dodgers on the verge of finalizing this deal for Max Scherzer and Trey Turner, and callers have been wall to wall with excitement. Let's take all these calls coming right back. This is SLK on 710 ESPN. It's SLK on 710 ESPN. How about that? Oh, we're doing a little chicken dance?
Wow. Laura's trolling the hell out of us
yes,
right now.
Yes, she
I'm not going to let you get my vibe down. Dance. Television's Clinton Yates just had another great moment earlier today on Around the Horn, a program that I won, by the by. It was mentioned, we were asked who we thought a sleeper pick in this draft would be. And I mentioned that Corey Kispert from Gonzaga was a player that I liked a lot. And guess what? The Washington Wizards picked him. How about that? Thanks for tuning in, y'all. That's all.
Now, I like what you're doing here, Laura, though. I think playing the chicken dance song is great because it sounds like Greg and Clinton, after enjoying National Wing Day, have had to do this chicken dance.
Yes. We did do the dance. We did the dance.
Sometimes you gotta do the dance.
That's one way, yeah. You know what I mean? That life,
listen,
I'm gonna tell you
calls.
Why. Okay.
Oh my God.
We were back there and these guys inhaled wings in like 10 minutes.
Might have gone a little hard.
Yes, a little.
Might have gone a little hard.
Okay, what is it, like 6:45? It took me about 6:30, so 3 hours to finish my 6 wings.
I definitely ate 5 in 15 minutes.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The engine doesn't run as well as it used to.
So that's why you guys get the song.
Yeah, look, sometimes a member of the handsome man community gets a really bad stomach ache and has to run, you know?
Listen, I can move, all right? I got all-state speed. Come on, Sam. Fast player.
All right, so, Clint, we've been taking a ton of calls all day long. The early part of the show today was the excitement about Russell Westbrook in this trade. The latter part of the show became all this excitement about Max Scherzer and then doubled down by adding Trey Turner. That deal is still not officially finalized yet, but everything seems to be pointing to the Dodgers closing this thing out. And Clinton, the best part about this, I suppose, if you're a Dodger fan, was earlier in the day, it looked like the Padres were getting Scherzer, and not only is one of your division rivals not, but you are.
Yeah, that's a good part of it. Greg, what do we have on the finalization of the deal?
So it's not totally finalized, but the pieces are all finalized. They're just going through making sure that everybody is healthy and ready to go, but it shouldn't go anywhere. So Maria Torres, of Nationals beat writer for The Athletic, says the full return for Nationals Max Scherzer Trey Turner deal with the Dodgers is Keibert Ruiz, right-handed pitcher Josiah Gray, right-handed pitcher Gerardo Carrillo, and outfielder Donovan Casey. Source confirms. Four guys, four minor leaguers for Trey Turner and Max Scherzer.
That's the only place, sorry, quickly, Greg, Cap, where I would say that like there is a minor level of, not exactly disappointment, but just a little bit of surprise. I would have thought you would have gotten an everyday big leaguer out of that. At least one. You know what I'm saying? Because you're trading over two. You know what I mean? I thought you would have gotten one, but I guess the idea there is if you're getting four prospects, you don't need an everyday guy.
I just, I wonder, and again, this is where my mind goes to on this, is when we finally get the full details, did the Dodgers have to take on all the money that Scherzer is owed by the Nationals?
I don't actually think that that's possible. Like, I think that's the whole reason why. And I mean, I could be wrong about this. I'm just not really thinking about it. I think that's the whole reason why the deferred money is a thing, is that you can't transfer deferred money to other teams as part of the deal. I'm fairly certain that's true. We could get some details on that, but I can't.
Yeah, and listen, we'll find out by tomorrow because I just wonder about that because there is so much money that Scherzer is owed. I want to say it's like $60 million. And so I just wondered if the Dodgers were like, okay, you know what? We'll take that too, but we're only going to part with four minor leaguers. You know, we'll take on the financial responsibility and the burden, take it off your hands.
That's the difference between not getting a big leaguer and the four minor leaguers. I see what you're saying.
It's just, I'm just asking the question. All right, let's go back to the phones here. We'll finish it up, Clinton, because it's been a great day on the phones.
Hold on, quickly, quick update from Chelsea James of the Washington Post. Yeah. Dodgers are taking on all the money owed to Scherzer and Turner. So
you're kidding me.
Yeah. Wow. Huh.
See, now let's just, real quick before we get back to the phones.
No, let's get to the phones right quick because we can talk about all that tomorrow. Let's get these guys. Right, they've been hanging out for a while. Yeah.
All right, Eric in Compton. Yo, it's SLK on 710 ESPN. What do you say, E?
Oh, man, my arm almost fell asleep on y'all.
All right, you're here now, buddy.
I'm here now. I just wanted to say I called yesterday, and I was letting y'all know that Westbrook was a better fit. Now, look, the next day, they traded him to the Lakers. It's just that simple. They talked about the guy, Beasley or Bailey, wherever he is. I want to know how many titles that dude won, how many scoring titles he won, how many MVPs he got.
If they're zero, I wouldn't care if you can shoot from here to heaven. That don't mean nothing. You got to actually have a three-headed monster in this NBA time.
Are you happy about him coming home back to his home market in L.A.?
Yeah, we could have been in Wichita. It doesn't matter. As long as he in the Lakers, if we win, I'm in. That's the bottom line.
All right.
Thanks for letting me talk.
Appreciate
it. All right, man.
Call.
Appreciate you,
Wichita,
Eric.
Wichita getting a shout-out.
All right, let's go to Dawn. Hey, Dawn, you might be wrapping things up for us here tonight. Well, maybe not. We might be able to get a few more calls in. Dawn, you're on SLK on 710 ESPN. Dawn, what do you think about what happened today?
Man, I am so pumped in the immortal words of Ric Flair. I just want to say, whoo! Man, yeah. This is amazing. You know, I mean, what I love about this for the Lakers and the Dodgers is they both had a team tradition of speed and explosiveness. And Turner to the Dodgers gives them that speed on the base pass that they've been lacking for a long time. And Westbrook to the Lakers, man, Showtime, as an earlier caller said, the Showtime break is back, baby. I mean, all-out attack. I mean, he brings a dimension, Westbrook does, that the Lakers, they haven't had for a while. You know, that north to south, take it all the way to the house, energy and speed and attack mentality. I mean, those three energies, you know, you got the great Anthony Davis, LeBron, and Westbrook, you know, guys built like a mini LeBron. You know, it's unbelievable. You know, and the Dodgers, man, I hope they get more speedsters like this guy Tyler and Scherzer, man, the Husky, the brown eye, blue eye. Look out. Yeah, it's like, man, we are sitting in tall cotton, as they used to say.
You can hear the smiles on people's faces, Greg. It's great. You know what I'm saying? I think he's right. People forget that the top of Russell, like the bottom of Russell Westbrook's game is, yeah, ball dominant, ball hog, probably takes too many shots, can't shoot that many threes, gets a little annoying. But the top of his game, transition game strong, tenacity on the court, that's really something this team could use.
Yeah, he's a great defender too. I don't know about in the NBA.
He's a solid defender, yeah.
He's a solid defender. At UCLA, he was a fantastic defender, yeah. Like first team all defense type defender. So if he's not having to run the offense as much as he was in all these other places, and he's going to be better at it. But when he was with KD in OKC and there was that big fight and you really started thinking about why, like, oh, you know, this is Russell Westbrook he's all about himself.
Yeah.
But he was young.
That was years ago.
Years ago, and KD and him were fighting over who was going to be the star of the team. Russell Westbrook is coming to this team knowing I am not the star here. Right. I am the third banana in all of this. I am the third guy. I just need to do my job, play defense, get rebounds, have assists, and run the floor. That's what I need to do.
And the reason why, Cap, I think this is not going to be a problem is because of exactly what we talked about before, the hometown element. He's a star at home. He doesn't need to be the star on the floor. That's what you get with the hometown element, Scott. I think that's very, very important here.
I got to say, though, guys, seriously, like just the day that we have had when, Greg, what time do you suppose it was that you texted me that the reports were Scherzer to the Dodgers and you like congratulated me like I own the Padres? It was Scherzer to the Padres early this morning. You're like, hey, great job, man. Padres, way to go. Like I'm the owner of the Padres. Like, I mean, I don't care that much. But I mean, think about what happened today. The Padres, according to the reports, we're getting Scherzer. That made us think, how does that change the NL West? How does that change this playoff race that these three teams are in? And by the time we're getting off the air, and it's almost 7 o'clock tonight, the reports are now the Dodgers are finalizing. Unless something blows up in the next couple of minutes here or hours, this thing's going to be a done deal. When we get back on the air tomorrow, there's going to be more celebration for Dodger fans.
So that was at 1:30 this afternoon today, and I'm not going to lie to you. As I was typing it, I was just hoping that I was reverse jinxing it.
Wow. Okay. Greg has revealed his true colors.
I was really hoping. I was trying to be nice, but I'm like, I really hope this falls apart.
Can we take some time, though, to thank Laura for being a true MVP today?
She was fantastic.
Okay, a couple of behind-the-scenes scrambles, hitting the dump button, no pun intended there. All right, a couple different things went down. I just need to say that personally. Thank you.
Yeah, no, you were fantastic, Laura. And really, a lot of times I answer a lot of the phones and when we do things and we work together really well. Today, Laura said, I got it. I'm doing everything. She answered all the phones. She did everything. And she kept us on time and on the air. You did a fantastic job. And also, Carlos Isu on social media was very, very strong, too.
We love to see it.
I mean, listen, yesterday when we were out at Rams training camp, it was so much fun, you know, interacting with 710 listeners and Rams fans and, you know, watching practice in front of us and Clinton feeling the buzz and the excitement of the NFL season and training camp kicking off day one and thousands of fans showing up. That was so great yesterday to turn it into today where you have these two absolutely monster stories. This has been a great day, man. What a fun show to do.
Absolutely great day. Looking forward to tomorrow. I'm going to go watch some dudes in cool suits check out the stage with their families. That's called the NBA Draft.
There you go. Hey, Laura, phenomenal work. Bergman, outstanding. Clinton, great working with you as always. And we are back tomorrow at 3:55. Until then, peace.